holy ashalit asher ta'afta ad leibreishis in kisa kovelet zofoi is based on Chazal. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says Shiva Dvarim Nivra Kredim Shiva Olam, and it says the Kisa Kovid based on Migdash, based on the Pasuk Kisa Kovid Mar Merishon, and Rashi says that the Kisa Kovid is Mechuv and Kenegd based on Migdash. Kisa Kovid based on Migdash go together as a pair. And in a certain sense, this is a description. The word ta'afta, which means crave, desired, it goes to the most basic rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the was to have the kisei kovid together with the oihel, the tzarfei, and try to explain a little bit what that means. When we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kisei HaKavod, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhagis in the Bria. But all the entire Hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, as a Melech, a Yosef on a Kisei, it says the Shul of Meleim as a Heichol, the bottom of the Kisei comes into the Heichol. There is no Ratzon Kaviyachol from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Moishel on the world. The Ratzon is to be Moishel on the world that has him as its Moishel. Ein Melech Bliyam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there to enforce his Ratzon. Bria doesn't need the Bria, doesn't want the Bria, and that wasn't his Ratzon. The Bria needs a Nakuda, just like the Kisei of the Melech needs a place to stand on. It needs a palace, it needs a country. In other words, it's not just an enclosure where to have the Kisei. It's raining outside, you need a place for the Kisei. It's where is he? Where is this Mishpat going to? Who's accepting the Mishpat? Who's the Kabbal the Oil? The Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, the Beis HaMikdash wasn't a cherry on top, like, you know, people be nice, they'll be good, I'll reward you with Reis HaMikdash. You'll be able to manifest your religious worship in a very, very refined way. Here's a Reis HaMikdash. So Reis HaMikdash is sort of an afterthought. It's very different than that. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Etzem Ratzon of wanting a world that is physical and run by laws that are divine, by values that are divine, required a connection between a hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we mashpia those ideas into the world, and a makom kibul that will be the makom kibul for it. So before the world was created, meaning this is a tachlis of the world, like we spoke in the beginning about the yad. This is the nekuda where things start with, is a Beis HaMikdash together with the Kisei HaKavod. And when we're pregnant with Kisei HaKavod, it's not, when we're pregnant with Beis HaMikdash, it's not just the pagam, we lost out on some sort of maila that we had in Beis HaMikdash. Something in the core ruts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in the Bria is gone. The Bria, there is no real place where that Kisei expresses itself, where things coming milamala are flow naturally into tachtonim. So since this was a core ratzon, so that he's pointing out, A, the Kisei and the Beis HaMikdash are two halves of one unit, and this is a core ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, and with the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we're missing both in the Hashpa of the Kisei, and something is missing in the very core ratzon of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted out of the Bria. A holy Asher Ta'afta.